们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
我们感谢主，让我们在这样的时刻能够借着这样的方式一同来聚会。
We thank the Lord that we can still gather under His name through this technology.
我们开始之前呢，
Before we begin,
我们请弟兄姊妹先来读一下一些勉励的话。
I'd like to read some words of encouragement to everyone.
我们请弟兄姊妹翻开诗篇第121篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 121. Psalms 121.
我这一篇呢，我每读两节，就请我们翻译的弟兄也翻译一下。
I will read two verses at a time, after which the translator will translate.
第一节，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall my help come?
第二节，然后第三节呢，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。第四节，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Verse 3, he will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
第五节，保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边，必庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night.
第七节，耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道现在这个疫情呢仍然相当的严重。
Brothers and sisters, we know that this pandemic that's going on right now is quite serious.
那我们信主的人实在感谢主，我们知道我们的依靠，我们的帮助是谁。
But we thank the Lord that we as Christians know where our help comes from, who our help is.
在我们刚刚所读的诗篇第121篇这里。
From the passage we just read from Psalms
121. 这里写诗的人呢，我们知道121篇呢是诗篇里面所谓的上行之诗 Psalm of Decree.
We know that this hymn, this psalm, is the Song of Decree.
上行之诗呢是以色列人他们每一年呢有三次要到耶路撒冷去过节。
And this is tied to the practice that all adult Israelite males had to go to Jerusalem three times a year.
当他们去过节的时候，他们从以色列地，甚至从外邦地，各处，要往耶路撒冷去。
These adult male Israelites had to come from Israel itself and all areas outside of Israel to Jerusalem.
他们要离开他们的家，然后圣经告诉我们是男丁，但是很多时候我们来到新约的时候看到是他们全家人。
The Bible says that when they went up to Jerusalem, it was adult males, but we know from reading the Bible that oftentimes it was the entire families that would depart from their homes to go to Jerusalem.
他们在那里过节的时候要走一段很长的路程。
In order to participate in the feast and the holiday, they had to trek a long way.
他们啊、因为我们知道耶路撒冷呢是位在啊、高山的里头。
Know that Jerusalem is located on elevated ground in the mountains.
所以他们要经过许多的山林来到耶路撒冷。
So they have to go through many mountainous areas to get there.
写诗的人在这里说他要向山举目啊，知道的帮助和从何而来。
So the writer of this psalm, that's why he wrote, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall my help come?
当他举目向山仰望的时候，
So when he lifted up his eyes to the mountains,
在圣经里面山常常预表着天。
In the Bible, the mountain often symbolizes the heavens or the sky.
是神宝座的所在。
The mountain is where the throne of God dwells.
神在那掌管。
It is on the mountain that the Lord reigns.
虽然他们在行走的路程当中，也许有啊心中想到这个我们现在国家安定，或者是啊有外面来的保护。
When they're walking through these mountains, perhaps they thought that you know, their nation is secure or they have external protection.
但是写诗的人在这里，他心的深处他知道，还不是外面的这些保护。
But the writer of the psalm knew that it was, he could not rely on his external protection.
他在第二节就告诉我们，我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
And so, he writes in verse 2, my help comes from the Lord.
这一位造天地的耶和华让我们想起创世纪第一章第一节，那里就想到神起初创造天地。
The Lord who made heaven and earth brings to mind Genesis 1:1, where it says, God created the heavens and the earth.
他是这位造物的主。
He is the Lord who created everything.
他乃是全能的主宰，创造宇宙万物的神。
He reigns over all and is the creator of the universe and everything in it.
所以这一位写诗的人告诉我们，不管外面的环境如何，他心的深处知道是这一位全能的神是他的帮助。
So the psalmist here reminds us that no matter where he is, where his footsteps are, he knows that his help comes from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天处在现今一个疫情严重的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we're currently in a time where a pandemic is ravaging the world.
也许啊，政府给我们很好的措施。
Perhaps the government has been able to execute good countermeasures.
并且他们也啊非常公开的把许多的信息告诉我们。
And perhaps some governments are very transparent about all the data and information they have.
让我们知道外面啊情形的严重。
And perhaps we know very well how serious this pandemic is.
让我们可以判断当如何行。
So through this information, we're able to discern what to do.
但是我们心的深处也理当像这位写诗的诗人一样。
But we in our hearts, we know, our hearts are just like the psalmist.
我们知道我们的帮助是从这一位造天地的耶和华而来。
We know that our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth.
因为神是全能的主宰。
Because the Lord is the mighty, is almighty and he reigns.
他管理一切。
He rules over everything.
他允许这一切发生。
He allowed these things to transpire.
我们相信他成就他的旨意。
We trust that his will be done.
然后第三跟第四节那里就讲到，他不叫我们的脚摇动啊，他不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的不打盹，保护以色列的不打盹，也不睡觉。
He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will not neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 3 and 4.
这里讲到这一位全能的神，他保护我们的脚不摇动，让我们能够坚固。
We here talk about the Lord, how he keeps our steps, or keeps our foot from slipping.
并且他是保护以色列，换句话说，保护神所有的百姓。
Behold, he who keeps Israel, or in other words, God will keep all of his people.
以色列乃是神在地上所立的国度。
Israel is a kingdom that the Lord himself established.
神在他的国度里面掌权。
And God is the ruler.
他要保护守护他的人。
And he will keep all those who belong to him.
打盹乃是指着白天会疲倦的时候人要打盹，但是神在白天是完全的警醒。
The references to slumber and sleep refers to how man during the workday they may take a nap or sleep during the day. Because they're tired. But here it says, the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps, meaning he is awake at all hours of the day.
对，那晚上不睡觉呢，就连当人在休息的时候，人仍然在那里看顾我们。
And he will neither slumber nor sleep, while man is asleep at night, the Lord, our God, is awake.
所以神实在是全天候的一天二十四小时，在我们警醒的时候，或者是我们疲倦没有办法警醒需要休息睡觉的时候，神的眼目都看顾我。
We know that our Lord God, his eyes are ever watchful over us, whether we be asleep or awake, he's always watching out for us.
前四节在这里提醒到我们的眼目仰望神，知道我们的神如何保护我们，他是怎样的一位爱我们的神。
The first four verses tells us that we look to God for our help and how he protects us.
然后后面四节乃是讲到他如何的来帮助来保护我们。
And the verse 5-8 tells us how he protects us.
那里就讲到保护你的耶和是耶和华，耶和华是你右边的硬币，白日太阳不伤你，夜间月亮不害你。
The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night.
弟兄姊妹，神大可以差遣大力的天使来保护他的儿女。
Brothers, sisters, our Lord, the Lord God can send a legion of angels to protect his people.
我们知道天使是大有能力的。
We know that angels have much power.
但是这里讲到是耶和华自己。
But here it speaks of the Lord himself.
我们感谢神，神对我们每一个人的看顾，把我们完全放在他的心中。
We thank the Lord, our God, that he has placed us in his own heart.
他亲自来保护我们。
He himself personally will protect us.
耶和华在你的右边应庇你。
Lord is your shade on your right hand.
大卫告诉我们，耶和华在我的右边，我便不知摇动。右边总是代表能力和坚固。
Says that the Lord God is on his right hand, and he will not fall. This being on the right represents stability and not falling.
白天的太阳不伤害我们，夜间的月亮不害你。
The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night.
我想，就是当时他们要到耶路撒冷，白天晚上，他们啊行走在啊路途当中的时候，确实要经过这些自然的危险。
It speaks up to the fact that while the Israelites are traveling through these areas, they have to go through they're at the mercy of nature, of the weather.
那我们也可以思想，这个白天啊的太阳是指着外面明显的啊攻击迫害是来自仇敌的。
This sun, I will not smite you. This sun that might smite you speaks of the clear attack that may come to them by day.
这些是明显的攻击。
This is a very obvious and a very apparent attack on them.
夜间的月亮伤害你，这些是指着啊仇敌用引诱试探要我们进入他的网罗。
The moon that might smite you speaks to the secret attacks or temptations that come at night from the enemy.
所以主耶稣也教导他的门徒，也教导我们说，你们要这样的祷告，不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶。
That is why the Lord has taught us to pray, deliver us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
当我们的心来倚靠神的时候，神在这些明显的攻击里面，他保护我们；在这些试探引诱里面，他也保守我们。
When our hearts look and trust on the Lord, the attacks that come during the day or the temptations at night will be protected from.
最后两节。
The last two verses.
再一次的肯定的来向我们保证。
It gives us reassuring words.
这里啊讲到神的保护。
It reassures us of the Lord's protection.
保护让我们啊不受一切的灾害，这里的灾害英文是 evil, 不进入仇敌的一切的邪恶的里头。
The Lord assures us that the Lord will protect us from all evil, from all calamity, from the evil one.
并且呢保护我们的生命。
And even more so, He will keep our life, our soul.
让我们出入都能够在他的保护底下。
The Lord will guard our goings out and comings in.
所以我在这里看到每思想这些话的时候，神的保守是直到永远。
Every time I read these words, I'm reminded that I'm reassured.That the Lord's protection is forever.
弟兄姊妹，还有什么保护比这些更来的可靠呢？
Brothers and sisters, is there any protection out there that is more reliable than the one from our Lord?
所以我们实在要像写诗的人一样，常常向神举目。
So brothers and sisters, we must imitate the psalmist and often lift up our eyes to the mountains.
换句话说，把我们的心举起，向着天，我们来倚靠主。
In other words, we must turn our hearts to the heavens, to our Lord, and rely on Him.
当我们看这个世界上许多啊这些新闻，这些啊让人看来会搅扰我们心思，让我们恐惧害怕的事。
Especially when we're watching the news, these reports that often disrupt our peace and cause us to fear.
就像这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们要忘断一切，仰望耶稣基督。
Just as the author in Hebrews says that we must put aside all things and look to Christ Jesus.
属天的平安 赐给我们。
And that peace from above he will give us.
因为我们里面有一个确据。
Because we have this assurance within us.
我们的帮助从何而来。
We have this assurance we know from where our help comes.
他前天后的保守我们。
He protects us day and night.
让我们安息在他的里面。
We may be, and we are able to have rest in Him.
我们啊，开始之前呢，就是不在我里面啊，也是在这些日子里面怎样在主的面前过生活。
Before we begin, I want to share about how we ought to walk with the Lord during these days.
那但愿这些话能够与弟兄姊妹们我们一起勉励。
I hope that these words may be encouraging to you and me.
那我们今天主要交通的信息乃是继续来交通恩膏的教训。
Today's message will continue to share on the topic of the teaching from His anointing.
那上一次我们已经交通了一半。
I shared about half of this topic last time.
我们继续交通后半。
So today we'll continue sharing on the latter half.
我们在那个开始的时候，我们仍然请弟兄姊妹翻开约翰一书。
Before we begin, let's all turn together to 1 John.
约翰一书呢，我们来读27、28节。
1 John 27:28。
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，是由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要这按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
First John chapter 2, verse 27-28. As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you. You have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
二十八节，小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
Now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence, not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
我们知道呢，这里有我们很清楚的话告诉我们。
Here the word clearly tells us.
这里讲到说，你们要住在主里面，这样主若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。
It says to us clearly here that we must abide in the Lord, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away.
当他来的时候，在他面前也不致惭愧。
That we may not have shame, at His coming.
所以我们感谢主，主在这里把这一个很重要的真理告诉我们。
We thank the Lord that He told us this very clear truth to us.
当主快要回来的日子，
As the day of the Lord's return draws closer,
我们知道怎样预备我们自己。
We know how we ought to prepare ourselves.
那就是学习住在主里面。
That is to learn how we should abide in Him.
我们交通过在约翰福音第十五章。
We've shared before in the Gospel John chapter 15.
那里讲到主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
In that place in the Bible, it tells us how the Lord is the true vine and we are the branches.
我们能够像枝子住在葡萄树的里面。
And we are branches abide in the vine.
这样我们就能够多结果子，叫神得荣耀。
And then we are able to bear fruit to the glory of God.
那在27节那里，首先讲到我们是怎样住在主里面。
So in 1 John chapter 2:27, it tells us how we ought to abide in the Lord.
我们是按着这个恩膏的教训，我们住在主里面。
We abide in him by his anointing, which teaches us about all things.
所以这个恩膏的教训，我们要能够学习怎样来认识这个恩膏的教训。
So this anointing that teaches us how we ought to know this anointing.
按着这个恩膏，就是圣灵在我们里面的教导，我们就能够住在主里面。
This anointing that teaches us speaks to the spirit that dwells within us, which will teach us how to abide in the Lord.
那我们上一次已经提过，就是讲到当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
Last time I shared that when we are saved,
我们的灵啊活过来。
Our spirits are brought to life.
神的灵，并且把耶稣基督的生命都放在我们的灵里头。
And the Spirit of God is placed in each and every one of us.
我们有重生的生命。
And we are able to be reborn.
并且我们啊有主的宝血接近我们的良心。
And then we have the blood of the Lord Jesus who cleanses our conscience.
我们就能够爱与神交通。
And we are then able to have fellowship, commune with the Father.
我们知道呢，我们人的构造是灵魂体三个部分。
We know that the makeup of man is the spirit, soul, and body.
人在我们受造的人里面，他要我们生活的一个次序是这样。
In the makeup of man,Our Creator wants us to live according to a specific order.
这个秩序就是灵来管理我们的魂，让魂来管理我们的身体。
This order in our makeup follows the principle that the spirit is supposed to rule over the soul, and the soul controls the body.
所以，我们的灵可以从神那里接受与神交通，然后我们知道如何行，在魂里面把它发表出来，让我们的身体能够顺服，我们去生活行动。
The order, in we're supposedly, supposed to, our body is supposed to obey the soul, which takes direction in the spirit. And from the spirit is where we are able to commune with.God who reveals to us what we ought to do.
但是当人犯罪以后，神说你吃那知识善恶树的果子，那一天必定死。
But when man sinned and took and ate fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he said, we would surely die.
那一个死呢，首先是讲到我们的灵不能够再与神来交通来往。
This death first speaks to the death of the spirit, in which we are no longer able to have fellowship with God.
所以接下来就是我们身体的死亡。
And then at the very end is the death of our bodies.
那当人犯了罪以后，灵不能够与神来往。
So after man sinned, we were no longer, our spirit was no longer to interact, with the Lord.
所以人就活在魂跟肉体这个血气的里面。
Causing man to have no choice but to live in in their soul and in their flesh.
所以到了创世纪第六章的时候，那里讲到人既属乎血气，我就不与他们相争。
That is why in Genesis chapter 6, the Lord said to his people that man is still flesh and blood, and my spirit will not dwell with them forever.
但是神在耶稣基督里面的救恩，我们的灵重新活过来。
But through the salvation brought to us by the Lord Jesus Christ, our spirits were revived.
我们蒙恩得救的人重新能够与神交通来往。
Those saved by grace are once again able to have fellowship and commune with God.
所以神盼望每一位蒙恩的儿女，我们能够重新回复到神当初造人那一个生活的次序。
So God desires for us, His children, to return to that, in that which was His original plan, that we follow the order that He has placed in the makeup of our creation.
所以我们讲到圣灵在我们的里面有三灵内，我们的灵在我们的里面主要有三个功用。
So it's the spirit that we have that dwells within us has three main
roles. 那一个功用就是良心、直觉和交通。
These three roles are conscience, intuition, and fellowship.
那我们上一次也提过关乎于良心这件事情。
My last year, we talked about the role of the spirit in terms of the conscience.
我跟弟兄姊妹再复习一次。
I want to review with everyone again.
良心呢乃是这个是非之心，这是在罗马书第二章那里就告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 2, it tells us how the conscience is able to help us discern between right and wrong.
良心呢是非常奇妙的一个器官。
The conscience is an amazing spiritual organ that we have.
当人犯罪堕落，灵不能与神来往，但是这个良心的功用仍然在那里。
Even though after the fall we were separated from God, this conscience was still functioning.
但是因着罪的玷污呢，良心已经败坏了。
But due to the corruption of sin, our conscience is no longer sound.
因为很多时候当一个社会你比方讲贪污凶杀淫乱败坏等等的事情发生在那个社会的人好像习以为常表明他们的良心的功用已经非常的低落。
We can see this fact, which is made evident in society today. We see corruption, see adultery,We see greed happening everywhere. But the thing is, the society sees, does not pay any mind to it. They think it's commonplace. This is a sign of the corruption of our conscience.
因为他们的是非不能够在他们的里面显出那一个功用，叫他们心在神的旨意上，而能够弃绝这些不对的事。
Because societies today lack that sense of right and wrong, they're unable to follow the will of God. They're unable to put aside these acts of sin.
所以感谢神，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，希伯来书第九章告诉我们，他的主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切天良的亏欠。
We thank the Lord that through his blood, the blood of Christ, our conscience has been cleansed.
我们重新有一个是非敏锐的心在我们里面。
And then we are once again able to have this conscience sensitive to what is right and what is wrong.
我们要按着这一个良心的声音在我们里面，我们过圣徒的生活。
And we are to listen to our conscience to live a life for God.
我们知道呢，这个良心呢，啊，他因为是判断是非，所以呢，他常常会根据我们的知识而有改变。大家可以听得到我讲话吗？
Everybody hear me?
听得到。
Okay, we can continue, Eric. 就是啊，这里呢，因为我们这个良心是是非之心呢，所以啊，很多时候会根据我们的知识呢而有所改变。
Our conscience, which is our sense of right and wrong, is based on what we know. So.It goes to say that our conscience will change with the amount of knowledge we gain later.
你比方讲，圣经在这个哥林多前书第八章那里讲到吃拜偶像之物。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, it talks about eating food sacrificed to idols.
那一些有知识的人知道啊，偶像算不得什么。任何食物只要感谢着领受，我们就可以啊领受了。
Those who had knowledge of the fact that idols are nothing, they have no power, their conscience did not rebuke them when they took and ate the food sacrificed to idols, as long as they took it and as long as they gave thanks to the Lord before partaking.
主的宝血洁净一切，但是很多时候。啊，这些拜偶像的人啊，他们良心觉得不平安，他们啊不敢去吃这些食物。
People who have knowledge knew that the blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses everything, but then there are also people who their consciences are not at peace when they see or when they see food sacrificed to idols, they dare not take a partake of it.
他们恐怕这个食物啊，吃了以后，这个鬼魔呢，偶像会重新来辖制他们。
They avoided food sacrificed to idols out of fear that if they did partake of it, they would be once again under the yoke of the devil.
那保罗说呢，啊，我们有知识的人，我们啊，在这个爱心的里面，我们就不要吃。
So Paul instructs those who have knowledge that they should refrain from taking food sacrificed to idols out of consideration, out of love for those who have weaker consciences.
让这些信心软弱的弟兄姊妹不至于
that those who had weaker faith would not stumble on account of them.
所以我们知道这个知识会帮助我们对于良心的标准呢，我们有一个更准确的一个认识。
You know that more knowledge helps us to further refine our conscience and its ability to discern right and wrong.
但是不管怎么样，我们按着我们今天所认识的，我们按着良心在我们里面的功用，我们来。顺服他。
In any case, we have a conscience today. We are to obey that conscience in obedience to God.
那很多时候我们可能会犯罪。
But there are often times where we will sin.
那良心也指责我们。
When we do sin, our conscience will rebuke us.
我们这时候就学习来到主的面前。认我们的罪。
And in times like these, we come before the Lord and confess our transgressions.
主的宝血永远有功效。
And the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is forever effective.
他的 血能够接近我们的良心，洗净我们一切的罪。
The power of his cleansing blood of our sins will never expire.
所以我们感谢主，主的预备是全备的。
We thank the Lord that he has provided a very complete and complete provisions for us.
那这个直觉呢，是第二个功用。
Now, apart from conscience, the second role of the Spirit is giving us intuition.
我们上一次交通到直觉乃是啊，直接明白神的旨意，就是善恶。
Last time I shared that intuition helps us to discern what is good and evil.
因为善恶是指着神旨意说的。
Because good and evil is in line with the will of God.
那在这里呢，神在希伯来书那里告诉我们，那些长大成熟的人，他们心窍习练的通达，就能够分辨好歹。
In Hebrews it tells us that those who are mature in the spirit, their senses have been trained to be able to discern what is good and what is evil.
所以我们知道，我们能够分别善恶的时候，是神在我们的直觉里面让我们知道什么是合乎他的心意，什么不是。
God often tells us how to discern good and evil based off this intuition role of the Spirit, and how it tells us how to we ought to walk.
那我们也提到过呢，在旧约的时候，在大祭司的胸牌里面有乌灵跟土。
I also mentioned last time that on the breastplate of the priests in the Old Testament,He has the Urim and the Thummim.
当以色列人他们虽然有律法啊，叫他们怎样过生活，怎么样遵行神的旨意。
Even though the Israelites had the law from God, which instructed them on how to live their lives and how to follow the will of God,
虽然把乌林土民放在祭司的胸牌里头。
But man still put Urim and Thummim into the breastplate of the priests.
这一个，当他们啊要来寻求神旨意的时候，他们就借着大祭司里面的胸牌的乌林土民来显明神的旨意。
Whenever they wanted to inquire of the Lord on what to do, they would use the Urim and Thummim embedded in the breastplate of the priest.
这是啊，在旧约给我们看见的一个啊图画。
This is a image that the Old Testament paints for us.
但是到了我们新约的时代，神把全本圣经赐给我们，这是神的真理。
But now we're in the New Testament, this era where the Lord has given us all of His truth in the entirety of His Bible, the entirety of His Word in the Bible.
并且主耶稣应许圣灵。要住在我们的里面，带领我们进入一切的真理。
Moreover, the Lord has allowed the Spirit to dwell within us, who will lead us into all truth.
并且他告诉我们，他将他所听见的要来啊见证出来。
He told us that the Spirit will tell us all that he has heard and testify.
并要告诉我们所要发生的事。
The Spirit will tell us all that will transpire.
这是在约翰福音十六章十三节。
This is found in John chapter 16, verse 13.
这一个旧约的图画，如今在每一个圣徒的里面，也啊借着真理的话，借着圣灵住在我们的里头。
This image that's painted for us in the Old Testament is placed in our hearts.The Spirit.
所以我们要操练直觉。
So we must train our spiritual intuition.
那接下来呢，就是这个交通。
Lastly, the last role of the Spirit is fellowship.
我们知道呢，圣经告诉我们，神呼召我们最重要乃是与他有交通。
the Bible tells us that God calls us for a very important reason. That is that we may have fellowship and commune with Him.
所以在哥林多前书第一章第九节那里就告诉我们，我主召我们呢，乃是与他的儿子耶稣基督有交通。
So it speaks to, it says in 1 Corinthians, that we are to have fellowship with our Lord.
并且呢，当我们去读这个约翰一书的时候，第一章约翰对着圣徒就讲这些交通。
We see in 1 John chapter 1, we see how he speaks to the saints.
那我们的交通乃是在光中与神交通。
He tells us how that our fellowship is in the light, in the light of God.
所以当我们与神有交通的时候，神就把我们的罪呢显出来。
And when we are fellowshipping with God in light, our sins are revealed.
并且呢他的宝，我们认自己的罪，神的宝，儿子的宝血就洁净我们。
When we confess our sins, He is pleased to forgive us of our sins through His blood.
这样我们与神的交通就越光明。
And through this interaction, the life we lead before the Lord becomes more and more. In the light.
并且这个交通会带来一个非常荣耀的结果呢，就是把我们改变有主的形象。
And through this fellowship, the end goal, the end product of our walk with the Lord is that we will become glorified.
所以保罗在这个哥林多后书第三章那里就讲到。
So Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians,
在十七节在十八节那里他就讲到说，我们众人既敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的荣形，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变
成。In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 it says, we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord,are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, Spirit.
所以我们知道这是灵里面的活动。
So we know that this is the inner working of the Spirit.
让我们常常学习在圣灵里面来与主有交通。
Help us to learn how to abide in the Lord and have fellowship with Him.
主的灵就会在我们的里面一点一滴的来改变我们。
The Spirit of the Lord will change us bit by bit within.
所以当我们的灵活过来的时候，这三方面非常奇妙的功用在我们里面就赐给我们。
When the Spirit is revived after being saved, these three functions, these three roles of the Spirit are given to us.
良心是最根本最基要的。
Our conscience is the most foundational role of our spirit.
我们在生活中常常寻求神的旨意。
Because each day we inquire of the Lord's will.
我们能够学习在交通中从主那里得生命。
We learn how to receive life.Through our fellowship with Him.
所以这三样虽然我们可以好像分开讲，但是实在说来他们彼此的关联是非常紧密。
Although I'm speaking to each of these functions as though they were separate functions, they're actually very much interconnected.
那我们继续来交通到我们怎样来借着我们属灵的生活，我们来操练我们的灵。
So, next I'd like to share how we ought to train, our exercise our spirit through the leading of God, the Spirit of our Lord.
首先呢，我个人觉得我们圣徒 在神面前一个重要的生活，就是我们要维持一个清洁的良心。
The first thing I think we need to look at is living before the Lord with a clean conscience.
保罗在许多见证人面前，在格林多的弟兄姊妹面前，在这个官府、这个君王的面前，他都见证他行事为人在神在人面前存着一个无愧的良心。
Paul testified before many witnesses, for many people, before rulers, that his conscience was clean, clear.
因为他自己私底下对提摩太说，
Because he told Timothy in private.
在提摩太前书第一章十九节那里，他就讲到说，要长存信心和无愧的良心。因为有人丢弃的良心就好像真道上船破了一样。
He told Timothy, as is written in 1 Timothy chapter 1:19, that we ought to keep our faith and good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwrecks in regard to their faith.
因为当这个我们良心不维持该有的一个正常光景的时候，
Because when we don't keep our conscience in good faith,
我们整个属灵的生活，就是我们整个这个真道应该翻作我们的信仰，我们在整个对基督的信仰，我们就好像船破了，我们不仅不能往前行，我们要沉下去。
Because if we don't keep our conscience in good faith, we will end up like it says in 1 Timothy, we will have suffered shipwreck in regard to our faith.
所以保罗为什么这么看重有一个无愧的良心。
So this is the reason why Paul is so concerned about keeping a good conscience.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚提到主的宝血永远有功效。
Brothers and sisters, I mentioned before that the power of the blood of our Lord Jesus will never expire.
我们当做错了事情，我们首先乃是来到神的面前，求主的宝血洁净我们，我们在主面前认罪。
Whenever we sin, we come before the Lord and confess our transgression.We are cleansed.
这个就是为什么启示录那里告诉我们，当仇敌来控告这些得胜者的时候，得胜者，圣经描述他们一面见证主的道，并且呢，他们是能够知道取用主宝血的人。
That is why Revelation said.Against the accusations of the enemy, the overcomers knew that they had the blood, and they had overcome.
所以这是第一方面。
So this is the first aspect.
第二个呢，我们圣徒呢要活在一个圣洁的生活里头。
Next point is that we as saints must live a holy life.
这一个圣洁呢。圣经里面基本上给我们的体会有两个意思。
So this holy life, this sanctified life, the Bible gives us two meanings.
我们一提到圣洁呢，我们第一个想法呢，就会想到我们身上是完全没有玷污的。
When we hear the word holy, the first thing we think about is that our bodies must have no blemish.
我们只要把我们身上的污点都除去，我们在人的眼光，我们是有一个很完全的道德标准，我们就是圣。
We often think that as long as we get rid of all the blemishes in our body, we can appear to be very immoral.
但是实际上说来，圣洁这个字，它第一个意思是把自己分别出来归给神。
But the primary meaning of holiness is to consecrate ourselves, to separate ourselves for the Lord.
我们去看一下约翰福音第十七章十七节，我们就从主的话自己告诉我们什么是圣洁。
If we look at John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, we will.
John 17.
If you look through John 17, it tells us how. Tell us more about sanctification and holiness.
主耶稣在十七节那里讲到说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
In John chapter 17, it says that.In verse 19, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth.
然后十八节，主说，你怎样差我到世界，我也照样差他们到世界。
It says, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
然后十九节，主说，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
And again in verse 19, we read, For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth.
对，主耶稣这里讲到他自己分别为圣。
So here we see that the Lord is consecrating, sanctifying himself.
这个主，即使在地上为人，他的生命是没有瑕疵的。
The Lord, in his life on earth as a man,His life was blameless. He had no blemish.
他为着我们的缘故，他把自己完全归给神。
But for our sakes, he sanctified, gave himself completely to God.
所以圣洁第一个意思，他乃是要我们把自己归给神。
So the first meaning of sanctification is to give ourselves up to God.
当我们学习把自己归给神，神在我们的身上就有工作的路。
Once we have learned how to give ourselves up to the Lord, He will open a path.
他用他的话在我们的里面工作。
He will work in us through His word.
接下来自然就会产生我们身上的玷污，慢慢的被除去。
And naturally, the blemishes that we have will be removed bit by bit.
所以我们过一个圣洁的生活，首先我们乃是回到神的面前把自己归给神。
So if we want to live a sanctified life, we must come before the Lord and consecrate ourselves to Him.
所以在我们去读以弗所书第四章的时候，
We read in Ephesians chapter 4,
那你讲到我们要穿上新人，然后什么事情不要做，什么事情不要做。
Tells us how we have to put on the new man and what we should do and what we shouldn't do.
换句话说，就是让人的生命首先在我们里面工作。
In other words, the life of our Lord must first work in us.
当神的灵在我们里面工作，我们就能够把这些除去。
When the Spirit of our God is working within us, He will remove these sins and blemishes.
在那里特别强调，我们不要叫圣灵担忧。
And it says in that chapter in Ephesians not to grieve the Spirit.
所以，我们只要顺服、相信，我们就能够。在这个圣洁的道路上一直走向完全。
As long as we continue and we trust and obey, we will finish this path of sanctification.
在旧约有一句很奇妙的话。
In the Old Testament, there is this very amazing word.
讲到这个圣膏油大祭司他们要被膏，但是那里讲到这个圣膏油不可以浇在别人的身上。
Speaks of how the high priest is anointed with this holy anointment.
那里讲到别人，其实是讲到 这个膏油不可以浇在肉体啊。
And it said that this anointing cannot be used on anybody else. In other words, cannot be used on the flesh.
所以我们就看见我们要过一个啊恩膏活在主面前的生活，我们不能够再以自我为中心啊过一个肉体的生活，我们乃是把自己归给神。
In other words, we are to live a life that has been anointed, without the flesh, without living for ourselves, but for the Lord.
那另外呢，就是我们学习多读主的话。
Secondly, this life of sanctification requires us to read more of God's word.
主的话呢，主的话，当圣灵要我们对我们说话的时候，如果我们熟悉主的话，我们就能够很快的清楚明白他的心意。
Because if we know the word of God well, then the Spirit will be able to speak to us clearly and more quickly.
然后我们啊，在生活中也学习有一个好的一个祷告的生活。
And lastly, this path of sanctification, leading sanctified life, we must have a life of prayer.
那我们在生活当中啊，学习祷告，就是借着祷告，我们能够与神多有交通。
In other words, when we are learning how to pray, we are exercising this communion, this fellowship with God.
与神多有交通，在我们的信心上面能够更多给我们坚固。
The more we commune and fellowship with God, the stronger our faith will become.
然后有一段圣经呢，在我们跟随主的圣灵里面非常重要的，就是在罗马书第八章。
There is a verse in the Bible, Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 that tells us how we ought to walk or follow the Spirit.
那就是在第八章呢，我们看一下这一个第五节跟到第六节。
Romans chapter 8 verses 5 and 6.
他说，谁从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，谁从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, for those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
那体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵就是平安。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
那什么叫做体贴肉体？弟兄姊妹，我们可能比较容易明白。
We say, walking according to the flesh, I'm sure brothers and sisters understand, fine.
就是圣经里面讲到眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲，这是属世界的事。
Walking according to the flesh is walking according to the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the boastful pride of life, going after the things of the world.
圣经也告诉我们，我们若爱这个世界呢，我们就与神为敌。
The Bible tells us that if we love the Lord, then we become enemies we make ourselves enemies with God.
这样的话，我们要听见圣灵怎样教导我们就很困难。
And in this state of mind, if we're walking after things of the world, it's very hard for us to receive instruction from the Spirit.
所以我们要常常思念圣灵的事。
So we must often have our minds set on the things of the Spirit.
换句话说，就是我们在生活日，即使在日常生活中
，That is in our daily living.
我们遭遇任何需要决定或者我们所遇见的事情
，Whenever we come at a crossroads in terms of how we ought to.How we have to move forward at work, what we ought to decide.
我们常常想到对这些事，我身为一个圣徒，我应当有什么样的反应。
We often think to ourselves, as a saint, How should I respond? How should I move forward?
这些话，我是一个属神的人，是不是跟这些人啊讲他们所讲的话？
We think to ourselves that as someone who has been, as someone who belongs to God, should I speak like those around me?
或者啊，这一件事情，我是属神的人，我应当要这样做吗？神是不是允许我这样做？
We might ponder and think to ourselves, I am someone who belongs to God. Should I be doing these things?
或者说这些事情是我应该接受的吗？
Or should I accept these things as someone who belongs to God?
当我们在生活中常常思想这些事，我们就能够啊常常啊就像圣经所提的，我们是活在啊体贴圣灵的这一方面。
If we live our lives and have these, ask ourselves these questions at every juncture in our daily living, then we are practicing our mind on the things of the Spirit.
这样圣灵就会把那一个属天的平安跟生命赐给我们。
And that is when the Spirit will give us life and peace.
我们与圣灵有美好的交通，神的旨意就容易对我们说。
We have this wonderful fellowship with the Spirit, and the Lord reveals His will to us.
那另外呢，就是我们也需要去明白神永远的旨意。
Lastly, we must seek after the eternal purpose of God.
因为当我们清楚认识一件事情，神拯救我们每一个人都是跟他的永远的旨意发生关系。
Because at the end of the day, as the Lord reveals His will to us, it has all to do with His eternal purpose.
神把我们每一个人带进他这个永远的心意里头。
God desires to bring us all into His eternal purpose.
所以当我们生活即使是每一个的细节都与他这个旨意
有关系。Every step that we take that the Lord leads us in has to do with His eternal purpose.
所以当我们明白神永远的心意，我们来寻求神旨意的时候，就会荣誉许多。
If we understand the eternal purpose of the Lord and seek after His will, then it will become much more visible.
所以啊，感谢主呢，弟兄们也常常把神永远的心意告诉我。
We thank the Lord that the Lord often reveals to us what's in His heart.
我们去做任何重要决定或者任何的决定的时候，我们啊想到主，他有他的旨意要完成。
Whenever we desire,
yeah, 圣灵就容易对我们说话。
Whenever we desire to do the things of the Lord.When we ever think about the eternal purpose of God, the Spirit will tell us.
所以啊，这是我们在生活上在操练这个灵方面呢，我们可以在每一样学习的。
This is something that we can all learn and practice as we exercise our spirit.
但是最基本的就是我们要记得一件事情。
But there is one thing that we must remember.
圣灵总是用十字架来带领我们。
The Spirit will lead us through the cross.
不管我们啊追求圣洁，我们啊要有一个清洁的良心，我们祷告，我们体贴神的心意等等。
But if we're walking this path of sanctification, if we're seeking after the will of God, the eternal purpose of God, what have you, it is all through the cross.
因为圣灵知道我们这个老旧的生命一直在我们身上。
But the spirit knows that this old self, this old man is still in us.
所以当我们有心愿要过一个真实属灵的生活，我们会常常遇到啊十字架的对付，换句话说就是可能会遇见许多的难处。
That is why every time we decide and we strive to pursue God and this life, the sanctified life, we will be dealt with by the cross. In other words, we will encounter many trials.
或者遇见许多与我们天然个性啊想法相反的事情。
Well, we will be encountered, we are challenged by many things that are that run counter to our natural tendencies and way of thinking.
但是主的圣灵他用十字架来帮助我们，让我们能够除掉我们天然的难处，能够叫他的旨意在我们的身上改变我们的生命，并且带出他的圣荣耀的旨意来。
The Holy Spirit, though, lead us through the working of the cross, taking away all that is part of our old self, the natural man, so the glory of God will be shown through us.
那最后呢，我们在灵里面怎样学习去听圣灵的声音？
Lastly, how can we exercise our ability to hearken to hear the voice of the Spirit?
很多在这一条道路学习的弟兄姊妹告诉我们，
On this path of learning how to do that, many brothers and sisters have shared this.
在一方面呢，圣灵常常用镜子啊，来让我们认识他的声音。
In one way, the Spirit may prevent us from doing this or that, helping us to discern his voice.
所以禁止这一件事情呢，是我们一开始学啊听主的声音比较容易的。
So this, when the Spirit prevents us from doing something, this is something that comes more easily to us when listening to the voice of the Spirit.
你比方讲保罗他第二次布道旅行，他去小亚细亚的时候。
And for example, when Paul went on his second missionary expedition, the Holy Spirit prevented him from going to Asia.
在使徒行传第十六章第六节，圣灵以次的禁止啊，在小亚细亚讲道。
In Acts chapter 16, verse 6 and 7, the Holy Spirit forbid them from going to Asia Minor.
保罗在那里，他是为主做工。
And they were trying to do the work of God.
但是圣灵却在那里禁止他们。
Yet the Holy Spirit forbade them.
所以我就看见呢，圣灵在他们的身上有更重要的带领。
Because the Holy Spirit, as you can see, had a more important leading.
在保罗他们就顺服下来，他们就不往前去。
So Paul and his crew obeyed the Holy Spirit and did not go to Asia.
我们就看见呢，同样圣灵今天在我们每一个人的身上常有禁止的声音。
We know that the Holy Spirit in our lives today also speaks this word to forbid us from doing something.
我们讲这些话是不是合理？
We think about, is this appropriate for me to say?
或者我们是不是要做这件事？
Or is this something that I should do?
或者我是不是要去这个地方？
Or should I go to this place?
或者我是不是要选择上这个学校？
Or should I choose to go to this school?
我们圣灵常常借着我们日常生活啊，即使是很小的事情，他会提醒我们不要做这件事。
The Holy Spirit will remind us through smaller things in life, even of what we should and shouldn't do.
我们每一个圣徒 从这个圣灵的禁止开始学习。
If any of our saints learn, begin learning how to listen to the voice of the Spirit through this type of forbidding and prevention.
圣灵禁止我们的时候，马上顺服，我们相信这是出于主的话。
When we are, when the voice of the Spirit tells us not to do something, we obey and trust that this is from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不容易哦。
Brothers and sisters, this is not an easy thing to do.
很多时候我感觉我自己天然的个性非常强。
Oftentimes I feel that my natural man is overpowering.
所以我很容易就压过这个声音。
So for me, it's very easy to disregard the voice of the Spirit.
但是当我不顺服的时候啊，产生的后果让我非常苦恼。
But whenever I refuse to listen to disregard, the consequences are cause me much anguish.
所以啊，实在有很多需要学习，光是在禁止这一个点上。
So, just on the matter of stopping or preventing myself from doing this or that.It's a very difficult task.
或者有时候圣灵没有禁止。
But then again, there are times where the Spirit does not forbid us.
却是因为我们的魂因着环境而觉得我不应该这样说。
It could be there are times where our soul feels like this is something we shouldn't do.
那就是为什么我们要准确的去学这个圣灵。
This is why it's all the more important for us to learn how to listen to the voice of the Spirit.
因为我们能够越准确地听见主的禁止的声音，对我们能够跟随神的旨意是极重要的。
Because our ability to walk in according to God's will is founded on our ability to discern correctly the voice of the Spirit.
那另外一个就是明白神的引导。
Lastly is how we ought to understand the leading, the guidance of the Spirit.
圣灵会把他的心意啊，在我们的灵里面来向我们发表。
The Spirit will reveal His will to us in our hearts.
通常呢，当他把心意发表出来，啊，他不会是突然间从我们脑筋出来的那一个思想。
But when the Spirit reveals His will to us, it won't come to us, as if we were struck by any thought or inspiration.
它乃是在我们的灵里面，啊，很平安的显出来。
But rather, the Spirit will in peace and calm reveal His will to us.
并且呢，即使我们等候了，我们开始不清楚，但是我们等候了几天呢，那一个负担在我们的里面仍然是清楚。
At the beginning, we may not be clear on what that voice is saying, but after a few days, if that burden remains, then we become clear on what the Spirit is saying.
这样的话，我们就学习按着我们的平安来跟随，相信跟随。
Here we learn how to rely on this peace that we have to trust and obey.
并且呢，圣灵的话呢，给我们的意念跟神的话是不会有冲突。
Because what the Spirit tells us will not be in conflict with what God's Word tells us.
那就在这样当中，我们往前去。
And then we know how we ought to do.
但是弟兄姊妹，我只能说，很多时候这些也可能是出于我们自己魂里面的东西。
But then again, there are also times where this is actually from our soul.
所以这就是我们需要学习的地方。
So this is where we need to work harder.
我们能够准确啊，听见这是出于。圣灵的声音。
Must continue to learn how to discern what is from what voice is from the Spirit.
那能够准确听圣灵的声音，跟我们刚刚所提的，我们怎样在主面前过一个属灵的生活，有密切的关系。
So being able to discern accurately what the Spirit is saying and being able to lead a sanctified life are closely interrelated.
我想这些就是啊一点我个人学习的一个啊经验呢，跟弟兄姊妹分享。
This is just some of my experience that I want to share with the brothers and sisters.
我想有许多弟兄姊妹也在学习，也有许多弟兄姊妹学习的比我更好。
I'm sure, brothers and sisters, there are many of you who are learning this now, or are much more better trained and learned than I am.
那我在这里鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们一同啊在这一条属灵生命的道路上一起往前去。
I encourage all of us, brothers and sisters, to continue to forge onward on this path of on this spiritual path.
让我们能够住在主里面，我们在主回来的时候，我们都能够坦然无惧。
So that we may be able to abide in Him, and that on His second return, on His second coming, we may be able to approach Him boldly.
好，我就分享在这里，时间过了一点，但抱歉。
This is conclude by sharing. Apologize for running over a little bit.
我们请再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
你借着这样的方式，仍然让我们能够一同聚在你的跟前。
That through this mode of meeting, we are still able to gather before your feet.
你的灵覆庇我们
Lord, your spirit covers us.
你引导我们走这一条义路
You lead us on this path of righteousness.
虽然外面许多的事物疾病这些疫情来搅扰我们的
Even though the situation right now with the epidemic often causes disruption to our mental state.
我们学习住在至高者的隐秘处。
We learn how to live, in the secret place on high.
我们知道我们的帮助是从这一位造天地的耶和华而来。
And we know that our help comes from the Lord who has created heaven and earth.
我们一同蒙你的保守。
We are under your protection.
好，我们能够查验这个世代的兆头。
Lord, may we be able to discern the signs of the times.
让我们紧紧活在主的面前来跟随你。
So we may remain sober-minded before you as we continue to follow you.
主，我们感谢你，你来的日子近了。
Lord, we thank you that the day of your coming again draws near.
愿你的话坚固我们的信心。
May your word strengthen our faith.
一直到见你面的日子。
Till that day when we see you, meet you.
我们把感谢敬拜归给你。
Give our thanks and worship to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 We thank the Lord for sharing His word of encouragement with us this day.
我们感谢主向我们说这些鼓励的话语。
Now let us sing another hymn, hymn 245.
我们现在再来唱首诗歌，诗歌225。
245。
245。
And we'll ask our sisters to lead us in this hymn.
我们请带领领唱的姐妹带我们一起唱。
Come, come, and turn me now. 给弟兄姐妹可以随着圣灵的感动来祷告，请记得留着一点时间，让翻译的弟兄或者姐妹为你来翻译。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
As we remain in you and your words remain in us.
当我们住在你里面，你的话就住在我们里面。
And then the anointing we received will teach us the way through this difficult.
恩膏会在这个艰难的时刻来教训我们。
We give all glory to you.
我们把所有的荣耀归给你。
As we know that when we lift up our eyes towards you, and we know our salvation, our peace and love is all from you.
当我们转眼仰望你的时候，我们就知道我们的救恩，都在你里面，也有平安。
May you bless your words.
求你祝福你的话语。
And bless each every brothers and sisters and friends who hear these words.
也求你祝福每一个听到你的话语的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We thank you, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢赞美你是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, 我们是在感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主虽然在这样不容易的时代，也是在向我们显示你就是那个超越时间空间的主。
Lord, during these times, you reveal to us that you are the Lord that transcends time and space.
我们仍然可以敬拜你，向你祷告，向你倾诉，我们献上我们的感谢和赞美。
We can still continue to pray to you and give you our praise and worship.
主，虽然我们不能像往常一样来到你的面前来托饼来饮杯。
Lord, although we are unable currently to gather like before to partake of your bread and cup.
主，愿不愿你那不放过我们的大爱，仍然能摸到每一位你的儿女。
Lord, this love that will never let us go. May this love touch all of your children.
主，我们也赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你用你的方式向我们提醒你来的脚步，你来的日子实在是近了。
And through your ways, you remind us that the day of your coming draws near.
我们感谢你，你仍然给我们机会。
Lord, we thank you for still giving us.
让我们还有时间能在你面前认罪悔改。
Still give us this chance to confess our sins and to repent of them before you.
你也仍然赐给我们时间，让我们能在你面前能不止我们的脚步。
And Lord, you continue, give us this chance to continue leading us.
主，现今的时代邪恶。
Lord, the times are evil.
主，也唯愿你在发怒的时候仍然怜悯慰念。
And Lord, even in your anger, Lord, may you continue to have mercy on us.
保守每一位你在地上的儿女。
Lord, may you protect all of your children on earth.
让我们能在这个不容易的时代，我们能站立得住。
And during these difficult times, Lord, we may stand firm.
记得你的恩手，记得弟兄姊妹互相的扶持。
And through your gracious hand, we will be able to support each other.
我们能日子如何，力量也如何。
As your days, Lord, so is your strength.
荣耀归于我们的主。
May all glory be given to our Lord.
祝福保守归于每一位敬畏仰望爱你的儿女。
And Lord, for you watch over, protect all those who love you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉你宝贝的名我们祈求。
Pray this in your precious name.
Amen.
Lord, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
这个瘟疫在全球兴起。
Lord, this pandemic has ravaged the entire world.
我知道你是在查看我们对你忠心不忠心。
Lord, I know you're looking at us to see if we remain faithful.
我和全体的弟兄姐妹比过去以往更依靠你，更仰望你，更想念你。
Lord, my brothers and sisters and myself are now looking to you, trusting on you, relying on you more than ever.
我们有更多的时间来读你的宝书，来听你的话语，用你的真理来改变自己的新生命。
But we have more than time now to read your word, to think of your word, have our lives changed into our new lives.
你的话语就是真理，就是光，就是道路。
Lord, your word is the way, the truth, and the life.
在这个灾难时期，我们更想念你。
And during these difficult times, Lord, we think upon you even more.
我们更依靠你。
We We rely on you even more.
我们并不惧怕。
We will not fear.
你每天丰丰富富地供应我们每天的饮食。
Because you supply us abundantly of all of our daily needs.
你也每天在通过网络来向我们诉说你的永远的旨意。
And through the internet, Lord, you continue to speak to us your will.
使我们有更多的时间来悔罪、认罪、来改造自己。
You give us more time to repent and turn away from our sins.
我们更想念我们我的弟兄姐妹，他们现在在灵里和我同一，和你同一，我们在主里都同一。
Lord, I think upon my brothers and sisters how we are all united together as one spirit.
在这个疫情四起的时候，我们更加坚强，不软弱，更加来仰望你。
Lord, may you strengthen us that we may not grow weak but go stronger during these times.
主啊，你赐福给我弟兄姐妹，每家每户。每个老人，每个小孩，每个弟兄姐妹平安。
Lord, may you give to us your children, whether old, young, everyone of us your peace.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we truly thank you that you have kept your children safe in these times.
父啊，我们真实的感谢你，在这个时候，你使弟兄姐妹都能平安。
We know that there are many of us who are especially vulnerable or are working closely with those who may be sick.
知道在我们中间有弟兄姐妹容易得病的，或者是跟这些病人一起，因为他们的工作的缘故。
And even though, that's the case, you have kept us all safe from harm.
好，是也知道你能够保守我们远离这些灾害。
Lord, we truly thank you that not only are you keeping us physically safe, Lord, but you are watching over us spiritually as well.
我们谢谢你不在乎让我们身体能够保守我们身体健康平安，你更是在灵里面眷顾我们。
That even though we are separated, Lord, we can still gather together.
虽然我们不能身在一处，但是我们却是在灵里头一同聚集。
And that we can still build each other up in fellowship before you.
我们可以彼此勉励，在你面前有一同的交通。
Lord, we truly thank you that you continue to provide these times.
谢谢主，你在这个时候你仍然顾念我们的需要。
And you continue to lead us in how best to serve you and grow in you.
你在那里保守我们，让我们能够好尽我们的力全力来侍奉你。
Once again, we thank you for all you continue to do for us.
为着你所将要做的，我们感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.